Okay, this is Eric Olander, ICRT News. This is the PRC immigration problem story, and the suggested lead goes as follows. After the bloody suppression of 1989's student-led democracy movement, many of China's youngest and brightest fled to the United States seeking refuge. However, in the months following the crackdown, the Bush administration has made it very clear that they are welcome as students, not as potential Americans. ICRT News correspondent Eric Olander has this morning's interval from Los Angeles. Story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There are approximately 55,000 students from the mainland currently in the United States. Most possess what U.S. immigration officials call a J visa, or an exchange visitor permit, which allows them to legally study here. Under President Bush's executive order of last year, the requirement that these students return to China before they may qualify for citizenship was relieved. However, despite Bush's good intentions, he did not change the numerical quota of only 4,000 immigrants per year from any individual country. Therefore, the problem is that only 16,000 of approximately 220,000 Chinese students can immigrate before the executive order expires in 1994. For many, the long-term future is uncertain and may face possible deportation or be forced to reside here illegally. Carl Schusterman is a partner in the nation's largest immigration law firm and is also an advisor to students from the PRC at the University of Southern California and the University of California, Los Angeles. Schusterman firmly believes that President Bush should grant amnesty to all Chinese students currently in the U.S. and explains how he would have handled the immigration issue differently.
I would have waived the two-year foreign residency requirement immediately. I mean, let the students know that the United States government was not going to be in the position of forcing people here on student visas in the United States to go back to a country where they could be killed or arrested or in prison.
Reporting in Los Angeles for this morning's interval, I'm Eric Olander.